Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. Today, I'm going to talk about a transformative strategy that you can use in your business that works for your sales and marketing, as well as your operations. So it's a win-win strategy. And that is simplifying your offers. There's a reason that quality over quantity is a cliche, because when you can streamline your offerings and focus on what you do best, and you offer those higher quality products or services, you start to deliver value more effectively. People trust you more. They trust the result that you're going to deliver and are then prepared to pay you more for that result. So often when we think about simplifying what we offer, we get into that kind of fear mode of like, but what if somebody goes and buys it from somebody else? What if the person that I'm working with wants something that I don't offer? And so I want to flip that thinking on its head and come at it from, rather than thinking about I'm limiting the choice that I'm giving to my clients, think about it as you're enhancing their experience. So this is really about finding a sweet spot where your business operates beautifully, lovely and smoothly, and your clients can find what they want and they love what they get. When we have too many offers on the go, or really complicated offers on the go, this introduces complexity into our business operations, and that leads to inefficiency, errors, balls getting dropped, and increased costs. And it also makes, if you think about the tangled web that it creates for all of our processes, that's really difficult to manage. It's difficult to optimize if you want to scale, and it's almost impossible to evaluate all the aspects you need to be aware of when you're deciding on your strategy. And let's not forget about how much more money it's going to cost us, because you need more tech to manage it, you need more customer service support, you need to spend more time training your staff. And when you have really complex operations, it's hard to do the analysis you need to know what's working and what's not. So it's challenging to know when to pivot or adapt your strategy. Ultimately, complexity is stopping you from being as agile and responsive as you would like to be. And we know that that's crucial in the small business world. And if we think about this from the customer side, from your client side, we think that having lots of offers is serving them. We think that having really complicated offers is serving them. But what often happens is when they have all of these choices, and they're super complicated choices, they start to feel overwhelmed. You're pushing them into decision fatigue. So you could just lose that sale completely. And then even if they do buy, you potentially are inviting them to that buyer's remorse moment. So if there were lots of options and they've chosen, that next day, the chance of them having that regret, or that what if I should have chosen the other thing, can lead you into potential refund territory. So we're not saying that customers aren't excited by variety. They do want to be able to choose for themselves. But there comes a point where having so many choices stops being beneficial and hinders not only you from the business perspective, but actually impacts on the client's experience and their customer journey. So we're out here trying to throw all of these offers out there to make more money, when the reality is that having all of those choices could lead us into missing sales opportunities, wasting our resources in marketing for things that don't sell. If instead you focused on a curated set of offers, it allows you to do two things. One, you as the business can step into your expertise and really own that. And two, your customer is going to have a better experience, not only when they're in the buying experience, but also when they're experiencing the quality expert delivery that you can now offer. In the back end, what we also see is where you have all of these offers and all of this complexity, the inefficiency that's coming through means that even what you are selling might not be profitable. And that's an incredibly dangerous place for a business to be. So when we get clearer, not only is it easier for our customers to buy, they feel like they've made the right decision, our resources are well spent in the promotion side of things, for our team, they have less confusion around what they're meant to be doing, what's a priority. This helps them give better customer service. For the business, that means you've got cost savings, you get more referrals off the back of those great customer experiences, and potentially have that more robust profit line in your business. So I want you to think about all the things that you offer in your business. Evaluate your current set of offers. What are your best sellers? What makes you the most margin? Okay, margin is just how much money you make versus how much money it costs you to produce it. Then think about which of your offers underperform, which means that they probably are complex and they don't contribute significantly to revenue, or even worse, it's both. And then think about which of your offers are just logistical nightmares. Which are the ones that you are not excited to launch, you're not excited to deliver, your team hates. And then go back to your customer feedback, your testimonials, customer surveys. These will highlight for you what your customers really want from you. And then once you have all of this information, you can start to make some informed decisions about where you could simplify to amplify your results. Remember though, simplification is not just a one-time effort. It's an ongoing process. You're constantly refining and refocusing your business strategy so that you can better serve your market to get better results for your business.